Kum Lenin Ablak Gemara. We are up to We're up to the Rav. Rav says that a tumtum and andreginus, if they saw white and red, so monoshech, they are tamei. So if they touch truma, they become tamei. However, they walk in the base of midrash, they don't become tamei, because it says in pasuk mezocha va'ad keva, only zocha vaday and the keva vaday. That's when you know I walk in the base of midrash. And Ullah disagrees. Ullah said that perhaps it follows the Shita. Rabbi Eliezer says that you have to know precisely what the cause of the tumah is before you say there's an Issa B'is HaMikdash. Like you have to know if it's a Sheretz or a Nevela, how you became tumah. Something here, since they don't know it became tumah as a male or as a female, so therefore that's why there's no tumah B'is HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, Barav, according to Rav, because it says Zoch in the Keva, is Maish not B'is Midrash Allah. You tell me that there's no liability for walking B'is Midrash. The Chesiv Me Zoch Avad in the Keva Tishalechu, and you dashen. There has to be a definite Zoch Avad in the Keva. Vadoy is V'loy Tumtum Adregin, is therefore this counts of Tumtum Adregin, is they don't know exactly what they are. Ihochiv, so Truma Nami Lein Yisrael, Truma also you shouldn't burn by the same Cheshman. Why? The Chesiv, it says in the Pasuk, that if someone is a nido or a zov, the zoch in the keva, they become tummy. It says zoch in the keva. So why don't you make the same drasha that even for tumma, touching tumma, a tumma dragon should not be spreading tumma because it says in the pasuk zoch in the keva, zoch avad in the keva dice. V'loy tum tum in the dragonus. Says the Gemara, no, that pasuk zoch in the keva, we need to teach you something else. So it's not extra anymore. We need that pasuk zoch in the keva by zov and nido for the din of Rabbi Yitzchak, the Omer, Rabbi Yitzchak, the zocher. It says in the pasuk the zocher. The rabbi is to teach you as a mitzvah to include the mitzvah l'maya noisav, just like by a zob and just like by a nida. We say that their saliva and all the liquids that emanate from their body is generates tumah. So we need to teach you the same thing applies to a mitzvah as well. Because by mitzvah, to teach you that's why it says zocher there. Teach by mitzvah the same thing happens. Could we compare it to a zov that all the mayonis have become of a tumah? Ulin the keva and the rabbis and mitzvahs the mayonis said that all her mayonis are generate tumah. So therefore, it's not extra anymore. Mashen kein babias hamigdash. We need hazocher mezocher and the keva is extra. I'll teach you the zocher vadev and the keva. No, we need that as well. Hainami meboile. Don't we need that? B'mishi yesh leitahara b'mikveh. It says you should send out of the camps a zocher and a keva. So who do we send out of the camps? Only people who can go to mikveh and become tired. Prat leklicheres. If you found an earthen keli that's inside the base of mikveh, you don't have to take it out because it doesn't zocher and a keva. So we need the zocher and a keva in the rosh as well. Divrei Rabbi Yosi, says the Gemara. No, not at all. Only a zov and nida, now mitzvah and mitzvahs. Im kein, if so, nichte rachmana. No, it's tamei, but it's a step lower. And the roi can only be tamei, you know, food and drink. Im kein, except by zov and zov. Im kein, nichte rachmana odom. Let it just say odom. What did it say? Zoch and keva. By saying odom, we automatically would know that kelim are all right. There's two kinds of kalim. Now, those kalim you can immerse in the mikveh and come out tired, like metal, and those kalim you can't, like earthenware. And metal kalim, what do you call it? You shouldn't leave in the base of mikveh because you can take it in the mikveh. But say, Adam, I would have thought that metal kalim, you could also leave in the base of mikveh. Couldn't have said Adam. Vichitemi, because Rachman Adam said, Adam, I mean, I would have thought Kli Matchez Loi, that metal is not a problem, even though we can go to the mikveh. No, but the truth of the matter is that anything going to mikveh, including clay matzkes, should be taken out. And we call tomei lenefesh nafka. We learn that out from the other part of the pasuk, where it says, "Tell that you take out of the base of mikdash, kol tomei lenefesh." That anything that is like tomei to nefesh that can have mikveh, you have to take out. Zoch in the cave alumni, so why is Zoch in the cave is extra? Must be le rav Zoch avad in the cave of adoyis. I, the teacher, about klecheres, could have said adam. The Ema, so why don't you say Kul al Karabo? So now that we're telling me Zoch in the Keva is to tell you Zoch Avada in the Keva Vada, but not Tumtum Adreginus, so how do you know to learn the din about Klecheres? Maybe it has nothing to do with that. Im kei nichtav zocher unikeva. My mis zocher ve'ad nikeva. Ad is extra. Ad kol dover sheyesh le'tar v'mikveh. It has to be something that who has to be sent out of basic English. Anything that can go into the mikveh come out toy. If so, ki itme b'shar tumis. If so, if it becomes tummy. If so, if it becomes tummy, let's say if a tumtum on the ring has become tummy. Any other tumma, let's say a mess or a shedet, lo yishalechu, you shouldn't send them out. Here we're talking about, you know, if they saw red and white. You said that they see red blood or wine blood because, you know, that what? Zochav rad nekeva has to be a zochav vade. So why dafke this kind of tumma? A tumma came out from the body. What about a tumma that touched a dead body? According to you, a tumtum dray never has to leave the base of Mikdash. On makro, it says in the pasuk mizocher. It says mizocher. Remember, we have mem means from. That means not all. Some of the zocharim vaday mizocher metuma hapereshim in a zocher. It's limited only to a tumah that emanates from the zocher itself. We say that tumtum is part of cholheich. Says the gemara, you're telling me now a general question. Cholheich, or dixi mizocher and a kaver. It says male and female. The title means not a dreigin. Exclude a dreigin. The mutatun a dreigin is also the gabi erchin. What about when it comes to erchin? Dixi, it says in pasuk by erchin. But when you make an erech for a zocher from 20 years old until 60, it has to be 50 shekels. It says hazocher, hazocher from 29 onwards. And the Tanya, we learned hazocher. It says the erech of a zocher should be so and so, but not the erech of a tumtum, not the erech of a dreinus. Yokol, I would have thought lo yehi be'erechish. I would have thought, okay, a tumtum dreinus won't get the higher rate of a man. Avol yehi be'erechish, let him have the low rate of a woman. Tama leimer hazocher. It says hazocher. The extra hey tells you. The im the cave, it says hazoch, and it says im the cave zoch vada in the cave vadoi will tum to vadrainus. So it seems to me only because doesn't Stam say zoch in the cave, it says hazoch as an extra hey that tells you to exclude only the male and not a tum to vadrainus. Is mash but Stam before Taylor just said zoch male doesn't come to exclude the tum to vadrainus because it's one or the other. But like your greatest time, but the cave hazoch, im the cave, hom mizoch in the cave, loy the might. So Kasha and Rav Ram makes a whole big deal. Says the Gemara, "Ahum meboile." No, there's different. We need it lechalik ben erechisha leerechisha. There, there's a different law by a man, different law by a woman, different amount you pay by erech for a man, different amount you pay erech by a woman. So therefore, we have to extra hey to tell you that they're completely excluded. Otherwise, we would have put them one with the other because a different dinim there. Okay, we'd never have been mild. Tum the noy would say, okay, give them the lesser amount. You know, like a moitzach ve'ovarai. You say, okay, let them be like a woman. Here and here, men and women all have the same din. So it says zoch in the cave, coming to highlight something, and not who. Now tum to not drag this. Says the Gemara. It says in our Mishnah the following. Yotza says the Mishnah, if it came out all cut up in pieces, or it came out legs first, then we say the majority of the body had to be born before we say she's considered yeledus. But if it was a normal birth through the head, it wasn't a breech baby, it was a normal birth, then we say as soon as the forehead comes out. Omar Rabbi Loza says, Rabbi Loza, afilu haroish imoen. He says here that where the body is cut up, that if the body is cut up, even if the head came out, the head doesn't do any. When do we say the head is the main thing? If it's a living person, of a complete, came out the normal way through the head, and it's a complete thing. But if it's cut up, then the head doesn't do anything. You need droiv before you can say that it's born. But Rabbi Yechon says, lo yishanu, makes no difference if the body is complete or the body is cut up. If it goes out through the head is considered born. Elosh ein roish imon. It must be talking about here that it came out of the legs first. That's why you need roiv. Abel roish imon, but Rabbi Yechon holds, if the head was there, then even in the case was cut up, the head is the birth, considered birth. Lema, let us say that the Shmuel Kamifki, they're both arguing in what Shmuel had to say. One of them holds like Shmuel, one of them doesn't. What does Shmuel say? Dama Shmuel. Shmuel said, "Ein harosh poite b'nefelim." He says, if a nafel head came out, let's say a woman had twins, and one of them was complete, was a healthy child, and one of them wasn't. And if the navel, the one that's unhealthy, came out first, just the head, and then put it back in, and then the healthy child came out, the healthy child is still called a b'chayr, even for a kain. Why? Because the first one wasn't born yet, even though the head came out, because there's no head by an incomplete child. When do we say the din of head only by a complete child? And this one was like Nigma Tzurase. So therefore, Rabbi Lezer agrees with Shmuel. Rabbi Lezer agrees with Shmuel that the head doesn't do anything for a navel. The same thing here, the head doesn't do anything for a cut-up child. We're comparing a cut-up to a navel. Mashenkin Rabbi Yechon holds, I disagree with Shmuel, a head does do something for, I don't care what it is, a head, if it comes out first, it's a thing. Says the Gemara, no, lav dafke. Bisholim, if the body is complete, kuli amalei pligi, if the body is complete, everyone agrees. If it's the whole body, that the head is patas, even by a knife. Nobody argue with Shmuel. Shmuel holds if it's miscarried, and then if it's incomplete, if it's not fully developed. They hold no. If the body is, it doesn't mean fully developed, but it's a full body, not cut up. They all, so side of Birch and the side, and Rabbi Loza argue with Shmuel. They hold that the head is definitely considered as if they gave birth. Keep pligi, the machlek is Rabbi Yechanan, and Rabbi Loza is only in the case of Mechutach. Where it's cut up in parts. The Marsava Bisholom is the Gechashiv, only when the body is complete, whole, not complete, whole. When the body is whole, that's when we say the head exempts it. It makes it as if it's born. Not if it's cut up, and that's the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan. Well, Marsava Bisholom is the Gechashiv, also is considered. Says the Gemara, let's get the parentheses. Others learn. That's not a comment in our Mishnah, but actually it's a separate machlekes altogether. Rabbi Loza and Rabbi Yechon. Amar Rabbi Loza says, "Ein haroish kerevi vori." My head is not equal to the majority of the body. Yeah, no, but by a navel, a whole body. If the head, no, this, in other words, according to this version, the machlekes of Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Loza is exactly what Shmuel was talking about. Talking about a whole body. But it's not fully developed. It's a navel. Says Rabbi Loza, by a navel, the head is not like the majority of the body. Therefore, it doesn't work. It has to be a rev body, exactly like Shmuel. And Rabbi Yechon Amar Haroish Kirevivarim. Rabbi Yechon holds no. That the head is considered. I don't care if it's a navel or a surviving child. The head comes out. It's as if it gave birth. Ukamiflugin arguing in Shmuel's din. Rabbi Loza agrees with Shmuel. Rabbi Yechon doesn't. Said Yimara Tanan. So now, according to this lesson, we're going to ask a question. Now it says in our Mishnah, Yotze Mechutach came out all cut up. By Mercedes, or was it, or you know, in parts, or Mercedes, it wasn't fully a breached baby. It says Mechutach by Mercedes, cut up or a breached baby. It says in our Mishnah, in both these cases, Mishi Yotze Rubei Hareki Yolid. Only when the Rav came out is it considered Yolid. Sounds like Mechutach could be a normal birth, not a breech baby. It says, oi, a normal birth, and says, there, you need a rive. That means the head doesn't work. Is a raya to Rabbi Lazim to come. I'm a sayyid, Mekal, Mechutah, Kitikunai, forget, the modeling right now, the other way around. Since it says, there's two versions, okay, so this version is, sounds like from here that Mechutach is normal. Only the only one that we say that was a breech baby was Mercedes. So Mechutach oy Mercedes. That means Mechutach is not a Mercedes. Mechutach is a normal birth, and yet it says that you need the head. Ukama Meshet Rubet Gil Kash Rabbi Yechon says Ait Rabbi Loza that the head by a navel is not considered born give birth. Omlok Rabbi Yechon and Ema say Yotze Mechutach Umes. So it's one case. It was cut up. And it came out of breech baby, but if it came out a normal way, then even though it was cut up, the head is considered as if it gave birth. There's one case, says the Mishnah, oi, if it came out in pieces, oi shalom, or a hole. As long as it was a breech, if it was born. This is a Gora Machlekes Tanaim. Yotze says in the Yotze Mechutach Mercedes came a cut up or a breech baby. Mishi Yotze Ruba, your head doesn't know anything. You need a majority body. Rabbi Yisrael says if it came out normal, what's he saying? What's Rabbi Yisrael saying? Is he saying that it sounds like he's saying from here that it has to come out normal? As if to say, but if it came out a breech baby, it's never considered born. Maybe until the entire baby comes out. Says the Gemara, "Amar Rav Papa, Yotze Mechutach Mercedes. If the body was in parts, or it was a breach, Mishi Yotze Rubei the Meroiv Harei Kiyalut. Haketikunai. But if it came out not as a breach, even though it was parts, Haroish Poiter. Like Rabbi Yechon, the head is in patas. The head is as if it gave birth. And Rabbi Yisrael maybe says Mishi Yotze Rubei Ketikunai. That if it came up in parts, then it has to be Roiv." I don't care which, even if it's not a breach, if it's only parts, it has to be break body. Head doesn't do anything. Master Ozri, so if he has a question, McLeod, it sounds like the Mercedes, it sounds like it has to be completely Sounds like that by Mercedes. What happens if it's a breech baby? Then even rave is not good. He says rave is not good. It's not as if you need the whole body to come out. It's such a din. We have room. On the Rubik Kula, we have a rule everywhere that Rubik Kula. Why shouldn't at least rave of the body be good enough? At least those should be good enough. Yeah. Hello, Marasvid. How you coming? This is what he's saying. Yotze mechutzah mesayres. It was in parts, or it came out as a breech baby. Mishu yotze ruboy davkif in brosu, which came out as kiyolo, but not the head. Hakitikunai harosh poitzer. But if let's say the parts came out a normal way, then the head would patter. Rabbi Yisi, I'm like Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yisi, he says mishu yotze kitikunai lechaim. That only if it came out normally and it's alive, that's when the head patters. But what do you call it? You need two things. You need that it should come out alive before you say that, and the normal way before you say that the head patters. Otherwise, it doesn't. Time have we learned? Yotze mechutuch. We learned yotze mechutuch mesudis. Mishu yotze rubei. Most of the baby came out. Hadeze kiyolos was born. Hakitikunai. But if it came out the normal way, harosh poitzer. The head alone does the job. But Rabbi Mishu yotze kunai lechaim. What do you mean? Most of the head. If it's a normal, healthy baby, that's the only time we say that the head does it. Not if it's in pieces. You, the first time that said that, even if it's parts, as long as they come out the normal way, like Rabbi Yechon and the head patters. And I say no, only if it's a surviving child is the head pattern. But how much of the head? You need the majority of the head. So Gemara now digresses and says, what's the majority of the head? The temples come out. When the forehead comes out, when you see the top of the head going back a little bit further, the head that shines. There isn't too much hair in the head, and the kid's head, so you can see the top of the head.
Is the mesudas we're using here to mean babies born feet first?
Mesudas means parts. No, I'm sorry, it means breech baby.
Yeah, so feet first. Does it come from the word sirsur?
It means you go back to forth.
Twist around.
Says the Mishnah, Hamapelas, a woman miscarried, but any do a mahu, she doesn't know what in the world it was. Doesn't know if it was a male or female, or doesn't know even b'chal was a fetus there. What do you do? Teisha l'zacher, your machma, maybe it's a male, 7 days. Maybe it's in the cave of a female, 14 days. And ain you do im vladhu im lav, teisha l'zacher in the cave of vila nida. She also has to sit for a nida. What do you mean? Because could be there was no vladi at all, but she saw dam, so she's a nida.
How is this different than
what do you mean?
Before sandal or all these different things that
we didn't mention nidu. It was a child, we just didn't know what it was. We're adding nidu here. You're right. This is what the mocker is. If you don't know if it was a ruach or it was a vlad. In other words, after the 14 days, we don't say, okay, now you have made tarul chalpoch like a boy. If she sees dam, day number 15, she becomes every time nidah, because maybe she didn't have any protection from having a zoch in the cave.
You're saying it's not everything happened at one time. Something
all in the same time.
But what does
the
Mishnah say?
Right? Yeah,
doesn't
what it is. No. What is it? And then Mishnah explains. She doesn't know the Zohar, im the Kaver, or Bechal was a leader.
Uh-huh. Rashi says that Avol Yedas he Shehu Vlad. She knows that this is a baby of some sort.
That's the first part.
She just
part.
Can't see if it's Zohar in the Kaver.
That's the first part. And you do a two part. Okay, let's start again. Yeah. Two parts of the Mishnah. Hamapelas, and you do a mahu, doesn't know what's a boy or a girl, teisha zoch nekeva. You take the chumra zoch nekeva and you limit the metara. And you do im vlad, and a third variable, you don't know b'chal is a vlad, then im lav or not, teisha zoch nekeva, but you also add a nida. You also add a nida that what? If after the 14 days, she didn't say anything during the 14 days, and after the 14 days, 50 days, 15, she sees, we'll say, well, who said b'chal gave birth? Maybe she's a nida now. Says the Gemara, Amar Abishua ben Levi. Over the Rabbi had it before as well. If she crossed the river, she miscarried. Maybe a carbon, she miscarried. And she washed away.
She doesn't know what it is.
We assumed it was a vlad, maybe a carbon and vinechel. That's just assumption. It's like a vadai. Definitely a vlad, and the kohen can eat the carbon chatas that she brings. The question is, how do you know if there's any vlad? Maybe it's only a ruach. Halech achar rev noshim, we follow the rev, rev noshim vlad ma'al yodim. Well, that's the right question. Now, it says on Mishnah, and you're doing Vlad Rahayat Teshul Zoch, the cave of Lenida. According to you, we'll follow majority cases on my Teshul Lenida. Lema Halech Acharev Noshim. Say you go after the majority of women of Rev Noshim, Vlad Maui Yodim. And most women give birth to Vlad Maui. Says the Gemara, no kasha mishnah. Masdisi in mishalay huchzuku ubra. She didn't even know she was pregnant. Therefore, we say maybe there's nothing at all. The chi kamer of shumalevik huchzuku ubra. She knows that she's pregnant. Said most women who are pregnant will give birth to a vlad. Talks about coming here by behemah yotza malaya behemah left your paddocks full. Pregnant. Uvod, it came back without anything. So now, and we don't know what happened to that to that baby. Is and then 6 months later, gave, or 9 months later, gave birth to another baby calf. Habo achro, there's a b'choy mesafik. We don't know if the first one was a vlad. Therefore, the second one was no longer b'choy, the behemoth. Or do we say the first one was just ruach, and this one is a b'choy? Alochir, v'amai, why? Halech achare behemoth. Follow the same logic. Most behemoths, v'rei behemoth, v'lama al yodan, follow the same rife. The high posture, and therefore the second one is definitely not a b'chayt. So the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Leizer, make a distinction between a behemoth and a person. Because by behemoth, there's another thing that happens. When a behemoth gives birth, most behemoths give birth also, as we'll see, give out something else, a little clod that comes out as well. Most behemoths will give birth to a vlad. That exempts, you know, that means a second animal won't be a b'chayt. And some behemoths give birth to empty sack, so that doesn't exempt the second behemoth from b'chayt. But the chol ha-yeldis, all those who yeldit, or some say the majority, is mitanfis. All those who are yeldit and give out a day before they give birth, some clog, a lot of something comes out. And hoyel v'zu hoyel l'tan, for this animal, before it left the paddocks, you know, the day before it didn't release any of this tinuf, is therefore isla ruba, it breaks the rave in this case. So you have a rave versus cancels out the other rave. By a human, we don't have that. So the Gemara, e kol ha, right in the Gemara thought he said literally every behemoth, e kol ha yoyel metanviz, homed l'tanviz, b'chem ayin, and then it's definitely... If every single animal gives out a tinnith before they give birth, and this one didn't, then 100% whatever came out of this behemoth was not a vlad. So then definitely should be a b'chayr. Elaimu, you're right. I meant to say is roiv yel is matanvah. The majority of matanvah. Vazu hoiv latinvah, eats the ruba, breaks the roiv. He also, Rabbi came along. Amar, he said, Mosi v'rabi yesi v'rab chanina. Rabbi came along, he said, Rabbi yesi v'rab chanina asked, Toyem, about a woman who made a mistake. Well, Yedaina might have. I don't understand. We had it before, if you remember. And there, actually, nobody wants to go into what he said because it's complicated. Well, Yedaina might have. I don't understand what his question is. Mai, what's going on here? What was the question, and why doesn't he understand? So let's look at the question.
Story.
Yeah, we absolutely know nothing. You're right. Talking about a woman who made a mistake. Sorry.
I dreamt and I don't know what I dreamt.
Yeah. Or part of it.
Now, how I saw things you
could
describe.
Yeah.
That's
going to
be described.
That's true. Maya, we learned. Isha, a woman left home. She was pregnant. Who bought a kunis? A woman left home. She was pregnant. Then she came back.
Interesting use of an expression. Full but empty.
We're trying to be very agile here. She left pregnant and came back empty. So the question is, what did she give birth to? Be'via lefaneinu, and we brought it to the Rabbonim to ask, and this is what happens. Shloisha mefhalten kop. Shloisha shvuyin tehoidin. The first 3 weeks, she came back, didn't see any dam whatsoever. Now, the day before she came, she wasn't really checking herself. So we don't know if anything happened before or not. It was important later on. But during the 3 weeks she was here, we monitor, nothing happened.
So it was when she comes from there going forward.
That's right. So she comes in the middle of the day, and we're going forward now. So we say that the first 3 weeks, everything is tight. She didn't say anything. Then, Vasara Shavuos, the following 10 weeks, what happened was, Echatame, 1 week she saw every single day dam. Echatoy, and the next week she saw nothing. She was clean. Alternate. So what happens? Now, the din is that Basil and Bashan both hold that when a woman is a nida, she has a mitzvah to go to the mikveh that night. By nida, you count 7 days, and then the night you go to the mikveh. By a zova, you count 7 clean days, and on the 7th day, during the day, you go to the mikveh. And if you hold mitzvah bismana to table bismana, you have to go during the day, separate time altogether. Then a woman who gave birth after the 7 days by a zocher, or after 14 days by a nekeva, she has to go to the mikveh. And then after the 80 days or whatever it is, she saw down, then she has to go to the mikveh again. Okay, So what happened like this? So she alternated. The first 3 weeks she was tired. The next 11, the next what do you call it, 10 weeks she alternated. 1 week every day tummy, 1 week every day tired. The only time that she can have tashmish with her husband is on the night of the 35th. And we'll see more later the cheshbon. Why the night of the 35th? The night of the 35th is after 5 weeks.
So she turns up and she says, I wasn't pregnant.
So we don't know. Should you let Nadia let us need the zava? We don't know anything.
But then we're looking forward and we see that there's an unusual pattern here.
There's nothing unusual. That's how her pattern, there's nothing unusual there. The thing is, the first 30 weeks, is she, the first 2 weeks of the, if she's a Zohar, the first week she's, everything is Dama's tummy. She's tummy. If she's in the Kaiba, the second 2 weeks. Sorry, the third week, either the Zohar or the Kaiba, she's definitely tired. Had she seen, she would have been a Nidda because maybe she didn't see anything at all. Maybe she didn't have a child. But she didn't see anything. Week number four, she did see. Maybe she's a Nidda. Because if she's boy or girl, she's all right. And week number five, she didn't see.
So since
she saw week number four, maybe she was a nidda, she has to wait 7 days. And maybe the last day is when she was the nidda, so you have to start counting then the 7 days. Because maybe she gave birth before. We don't know when she gave birth. Maybe she gave birth the week before and her 3 days expired. So week number four, she's tummy every day.
So the tumas later and the tumas nidda can't run correspondingly.
We don't know there's a tumas later. So week number five, she's tired. She's every single day of week number four that she's tummy, maybe that's the day she became a nidda. Because the day before, maybe it was, you made tada from the she gave birth. So the last day of the fourth week, the 7 days of that is the last day of the fifth week, and that night is when she can go to mikveh. So the only night you go to mikveh is the night of the out of the, in this 13 weeks she can only have a relationship with her husband once, the night of after the end of the 5 weeks. Okay. And later on she can have no longer tashmish again because we're always worried, as we'll see. So I think about right. How many times you go to the mikveh? And don't ask me the cheshbon right now, we'll do it tomorrow. Tishim v'chamesh tfilas. During these 13 weeks, she has to go to the mikveh 95 times. It's quite a lot. Ubeisilay v'shul says, no. That's right, she'll learn a lesson, that's for sure. 95 going to make her, because as we'll see later, every time maybe she's a nidda, maybe she's a zava, maybe she gave birth, she didn't give birth, and every day maybe she's a nidda, every day maybe she's a zava. For a zava, she has to go to mikveh by day, for a nidda, she's going to mikveh at night, so every day she's going to mikveh twice, 5 in the afternoon and 7 in the evening, according to Beis Shammai. And Beis Hillel says, Shloisha v'chamesh. Beis Hillel says 35, and we'll see later the cheshbon. But they all both agree that tefillah is mal and mitzvah. Because Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, why you have to go to mikveh? Die, you'll let tefillah shiva achreinu. What's the point of going to mikveh? You can't live with husband anyway. Wait till the end of the 13 weeks and then she go to mikveh. Okay. Says the Gemara now, this is the point we're bringing out.
Which is now interesting, the Shammai is compared to Shammai in one beginning of the Masechta.
Yeah, but that's a different thing altogether.
He is Michael.
But different thing altogether. That's about the past, not about the future. Okay, Bishleima, Shvuri, Shleima, Shamesh. Okay, I understand. The first week they can't have any relations because Emil Yolad is Zachru. Maybe she gave birth to a boy and therefore she gave birth maybe that morning. So the 7 days. Okay, she's Tommy. Shvur Shani, she cannot have relations because Emil Yolad came. Maybe she gave birth to a girl. So and the girl is 14 days to me. Fine. Shvur Shlishi, and why not the third week? Ema, I can say, even if she gave birth, maybe your lead is Nakeva Bazaivi. You know, if she bled and she stopped having labor pains, if for 3 days we say that then the blood is Zava, not from labor. So maybe she's your lead is Bazaiv, and if your lead is Bazaiv, you don't start counting your Zava days till after the 14 days, as you said before, they're not concurrent. Elo Shvur Devi, the fourth week, Lacheda, the fourth week, who cares if she sees blood every single day? But it's within the Meitara, whether a boy or a girl is within the Meitara. Avagav the Kuchazi Dam Tashmish, the Dam Toiru, must be, La Mishum, according to Malevi, we definitely say it was a child, so only suffering is boy or girl, so she should be tired the fourth week. What do you tell me the fourth week they can't have to abstain from relations? Must be that we suspect that maybe it wasn't even a boy or a girl. La Mishum, the Layazlin, Basaruba. Now, the only question I understand is, the Gemara just said a minute ago that Shimon Levi is talking about only if she knew she was pregnant. Why can't we say she didn't even know she was pregnant?
Yeah, but she
yotzeh
mleah. What does
yotzeh mleah mean?
She left
okay.
Us and she was definitely
pregnant. Yeah, right. Okay, you're right. You're right. So she knew she was pregnant. Yeah. Elamai
lo yadayna. Would you have these sorts of patterns of when she sees she doesn't see?
I don't know.
Normal woman.
Don't know. This is her situation. Elamai lo yadayna. My, what do you mean I didn't know? Tiyupta, good kasher, Shmuel Levi, says the Gemara, no, Eimer, we can say, no. Hirchika le'dosa. We had yesterday Gemara. It's possible that she actually gave birth 2 weeks earlier, or 3 weeks earlier, 4 weeks earlier. It could be Yemeitad already expired. That's why week number four she is Tameh, because who said it's still included in Yemeitad? She has no idea when she gave birth. This woman has no idea of anything. So now she knows what her name is. Hechike Leidasa. Okay, I think we should stop paying. Tomorrow we're going to start explaining the whole Mashab Bisham Basil. Let's try two more lines. Hach Shvudavi, so this fourth week. Kol Yom Yom, every day. Why is she tummy? Why can't she live with her husband every day with her during the fourth week? Miss Abkinen, every day of the fourth week, we say maybe Besoif later, maybe this is the end of the 30 days, maybe it was a boy, maybe she gave birth 30 days ago, and this is the end of the 30 days. Every day of that fourth week, we say maybe it's the end of the 30 days. Ubetchilas Nida. And now, starting the Nida. And the Esn v'Tamnaya Guf, and the very last day of the fourth week, which is the 28th day, Eimet Chilas Nidhi. That maybe this was the, you know, yesterday was the last day, and today is the first day of Nidhi. And that's why in the fifth week she can't have any relations, because every day maybe this is part of the 7 days of the Nidhi. Uboyi l'meisav shiva l'nidasa. And she has to now wait 7 days for her Nidhi. Okay, we'll stop paying attention tomorrow, Mr. Shem.